Building a stable life without much money or job skills is hard by yourself. Doing it with kids is much, much harder. State governments across the country recognize this fact and have responded with assistance programs for single and low-income parents. But they are almost always just for moms. Since 2008, Wyoming has been bucking that trend, with Dads Making a Difference. It's a Cheyenne program that teaches dads job skills and parenting skills as well. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan visited the program during orientation week and has this report.
In the Cottonwood Room at the Laramie County Public Library, Dad's Making a Difference instructor Chuck Skinner has the class trained on a big paper chart. A black line divides it horizontally, and the top half is filled with words like gratitude, create, and choose. Below, red letters spell out a different kind of vocabulary: anger, fear, and pain.
You know, we can call them life shocks. They're just going to happen.
Skinner, a psychotherapist, asks one of the dads to read their class commitment statement.
My commitment statement is to be a better person and a higher quality of life, to be a good role model for my children, and to do it too.
Exercises like these are the core of Dads Making a Difference. While 50% of the program is spent learning a job skill, this group is getting their trucking licenses, the other half is spent on developing a new set of mental tools.
A lot of times, folks will come in with a set way to parent. Maybe it's, you know, by definition abusive, or there's anger, fear behind it.
85% of the men who come through the program are felons or recovering addicts or both. Skinner says while these lessons may feel like a college psych class, they're a great way to teach these guys how to break out of old habits.
The idea is to notice that I am reactive. I am in a place that has not worked.
Jeff Blanton is 44. He has two children of his own and four by marriage.
I'm what people would consider very strict.
Blanton's currently working part-time at a restaurant, and he signed up for the class for a better job. He didn't expect to get much out of the fatherhood front. But he says the stuff he's learning here speaks to him.
Like they say, if you portray out that you're angry, it's going to be coming back to you all the time. And I get angry at one thing, and it just carries on throughout the whole entire day, and it doesn't change. So,
you see this changing the way you interact with your kids at all?
It could.
Chris Wiederspahn hopes it can for men like Blanton. She's the manager of Dads Making a Difference for DWS. She says that for most state assistance programs, parenthood is the same as motherhood.
But we're seeing more and more fathers with custody of their kids. It's dads get custody as well.
Dads Making a Difference is pricey. It costs $10,000 to $15,000 to fund a single dad through one of the two or three sessions each year. The program is funded entirely with federal money, and Wiederspahn can't get the funding needed to expand the program outside Cheyenne. But she says the men who do go through Dads do really well. Only 2% commit a serious crime afterwards, and most see their wages increase by 30 to 70%.
You can't separate being a better dad versus being a better employee and a better citizen and not going back to prison. They're connected. It's all connected.
For David Simpson, becoming a stepfather was what inspired him to apply for the program. He's 38 and has spent the last two decades bouncing from town to town and from job to job.
It was always, well, you know, either I figure it out or I don't figure it out, I'm not going to loom over it. With having a daughter now and a wife and everything, it was, you know, well, I have to figure this out. And, you know, what am I going to do?
Simpson says as a kid, he hated homework. Now he loves taking what he learns home.
I go home and I enjoy doing homework. The stuff today, I come in and I'm like, you know what? I was just feeling that. You know what? If I had had that 2 days earlier, that whole situation would have been completely different.
This is the grasshoppers right here, but it crawls.
That is David Simpson's motivation and homework buddy. Madeline is 4 and loves playing with my microphone. I asked her what her dad could do to be even better.
Like clean the bedroom?
clean your bedroom or mommy's bedroom?
You gotta clean both rooms. You gotta do all the chores.
I will definitely work on that. I'll talk to my teachers about that.
That might have to be an extracurricular activity. David Simpson and his fellow dads are set to graduate in December. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan.